Okay, let's get into our discussion. Today's daf, the Gemara that talks about using a worn-out Sefer Torah for a mezuzah, to change it from a Sefer Torah to a mezuzah. The Gemara talks about this in the context of our sugyas of Hamotzi Yayin, all the different shiurim of carrying different things out for the Malacha Votzah. So the Mishnah had said on Daf Ayin Chesmabez that klaf, how much klaf do you have to carry out in order to be chayev? Kedei lichtov olav parshak tana shebetfilin shishma Yisrael. In order to carry enough to write the first parsha of Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael, that's as much klaf as your chayev. That's what's considered chashuv klaf. So the Gemara then goes into, if you remember on today's daf, on Daf Ayin Tes, the different three layers of animal skin, the inner, the middle, and the outer, what's used for mezuzah, what's used for Sefer Torah, duchsustis, klaf, all the different elements. But towards the bottom of Ayin Tes and Abayis, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tfilin shebalu, the Sefer Torah shebala. Ain osin mehen mezuzah. If I've worn out tefillin, which has, of course, the Dalet Parshios that talk about tefillin, or a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to make it into a mezuzah. You're not allowed to take some of that klav and make it into a mezuzah. Why not? Right? Tefillin, the two parshios of mezuzah, are the two of the four parshios in tefillin. So ain osin mehen mezuzah. Why? Lafishe maridin mikdusha chamur lekdusha kala. Because you're not allowed to go down in kedusha. And therefore, you're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah and tefillin, which has more Kedusha than a mezuzah. You're not allowed to make it into a mezuzah. Taima de'ein moridin. So the reason, the Gemara says, is the reason that there's a problem is because you're not allowed to be moridin Kedusha. Ha moridin osin. But mashba, that if without this problem of ein moridin, you would be able to make Sefer Torah tefillin into a mezuzah. But 1 second, the Gemara says, is a rein on the same type of klaf, tuchsustis klaf. That's what the Gemara goes into. Dechsiva amai, la dechsiva tuchsustis. So it sounds like you could use the same type of skin to write all of these items. Okay, fine. But the Rishonim bring up other issues. Other issues. First of all, how exactly am I going to make a Sefer Torah into a mezuzah? After all, Shema and Vahaya aren't written next to each other. So how could I I can't cut out a piece of Sefer Torah and then use it for a mezuzah. They're not next to each other. One's in Vayeschanan and one's in Akev. So how do you do it? So four suggestions by the Rishonim, each one fascinating. Says Tosfos right here on our daf. Hamaridin Osin. Avagav de Parshas Vayim Shemoa Rachog mi Parshas Shema. Osin to Kamar Hainu. She in Parsha Shema Ksuva Bisofa Amud. What about if Shema is the end of a column? So you have some space in the bottom of the Torah, in the margin. Yichtov acharev ayim shema begilyon. That's what you could do. You could cut out Shema if it's on the bottom of a column, and then write in Vahaya under it. Oh, im haya parshas vayim shema barosh amud. Or if Vahaya is on the top of a column, yichtov lomala begilyon parsha Shema. That's Tosfos. You could stick it in. Afterwards, you can stick it into the margin, which we'll have to get to. Is that interesting? First of all, that's a big margin, right? You don't usually have so much space on the bottom of a Torah. There's a minimum amount of space, how many lines you have to leave. But to think that you could fit in the whole volume Shema on the bottom, it's a little dachuk. But again, that's Tosfos' suggestion, what exactly is going on here. If you look at Tosfos and Menachos, but I'll read it to you from the Ritva here, the Ritva has a different suggestion. No, says the Ritva, cut them out. You have Shema, you have Ayah, cut them out, and then sew them together. And that's good enough, says the Ritva. Umikan nire raya brura. The mezuzah shekasva b'shnei dafin. Afilu b'shtei chatichos. Kshera kivan shem tfuros. Says the Ritva, you could sew them together, and then it's considered one. Because that's his only suggestion that he has. So ahacha kisha osin misefer torah mezuzah. E'af sh'ala b'hachi. I don't know any other choice. Maybe the Ritva's like, come on, you can have enough room for Vahaya on the bottom, under the column. No, it must be that you're cutting it out. It says you're making one into the other. So that's what you have to do. Kishma v'im shamoa, mifuzaro sein batora. So it must be that you could sew them together. Vaha, demashma, mesecha sota, shibkasab, shedafim, sula. And that which it sounds like in mesecha sota, if you wrote it on two different dafim, hainu b'shtecha tichos, she'ein on tvuros. If you don't sew them together, you can't put two different klafim in a mezuzah. One with shmava, one with vahim shamoa. But if you have them both on the same klaf, sew together, no problem. Umikan nirali gamkin, mashinago lufto betfilo shal yad, arba shitin, on the tefillin shal yad, some have arba, Okay, so he talks about different types of the halacha of how many rows you have to have it in. It must be Dama'akiv, because here, obviously, there is a there's flexibility. That is the Ritva. So this is considered one or, even if it's sewed together. Who argues on this? The Rambam. The Rambam Beferish argues on this. Rambam says, in Hilchas Mezuzah, right now the Rambam has Hilchas Mezuzah, Tefillin, and Sefer Torah, all in the same set of halacha. So in Perek Hey, the Rambam discusses the requirements. The Rambam says, how do you write a mezuzah? How do you write a mezuzah? The Rambam quoted before, what are the requirements for tefillin? Interesting order the Rambam has. First he talks about tefillin, and then he talks about mezuzah, and then he talks about Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. But the Rambam says, Keza kosevenes a mezuzah, kosev shtei parashios, rabayim shamoa al daf echad, biyariya achas, va'ose lo revach milamala v'revach l'lamata kimo chatzi tziporin, like a half a fingernail. Vim kosva b'shtayim b'shalosh dafim kshera. If you write it on different columns, ubavachlo yasena kizanavo kumo agol kol kukuba, fine. Kasva bishnei oros, two different klafim, avol bishatafram psula. The Feirs, the Rambam says, or echa. And this is why sometimes if you go to buy your tefillin, this or echa, shnei oros. So again, it's based on the part, partly it's based on this Rambam. This is about mezuzah, but or echa, he argues on this ritva that it wouldn't be allowed. But that is number two. So how, again, what's the suggestion? Either you cut find a shema on the bottom, v'haya on top, and you write it in the gilyon. Number two, the Ritva says here, Tosas and Menachas also, you cut them out and you sew them together and it's all considered one R. If you look in the Karen Ora in Menachos, he says, look at the Rashi in R on our daf. It sounds like something else. What does Rashi say here? Sefer Torah Shabbala, Ein Machatchin Mimena Yuria. Don't cut out the yuria that the parshios of Shema and Vahayim Shema are on to put into a mezuzah, because ain moridin. What does this sound like from Rashi? It sounds like you're cutting out the whole yuria. It sounds like you're cutting out the section. You're right. There's a lot of other sections in between Shema and Vahayim Shema, but it sounds like from Rashi that that's okay. It's not a problem to have a lot of other Torah in between, says the Karen Ora. Umidivrei Rashi Zalnira Shum. Deim, right, he's writing this in Menachos. So Umidivrei Rashi Shum in Mesecha Shabbos, it sounds like, Deim Tolo Lishne Parshios, Afal Gav, De Kama Parshios, Mafsikos, Yotza Yidei Mezuzah, Velo Mifsal Al Yidei Shar Parshios. That's pretty amazing. That you could have three columns of Torah inside the mezuzah, but as long as you have Shema and Vahaya, no problem. Look in the Rishonim, and we might add, the Rambam says beferish that you're not allowed to do this. The Rambam says that this would ruin the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's a very charif Rambam. Those who are familiar with this Rambam, the Rambam says in Perek Hei Halacha Dalet of Hilchas Mezuzah, Minag Pashut Shekosven al Mezuzah Mi Bachutz Kineged Arevach Shmi Parsha LaParsha Shakai. There's a minog that on the back of the mezuzah to write Shin Dalet Yud. And that's what many mezuzahs know. So it also helps because you know what's upside down, because you know which way it's written. I once had a shayla that there was a mezuzah that was upside down for years. They got a check that it was upside down. So usually if you take off a mezuzah check and put it right back up, you don't make a new bracha. But here it was upside down. If it's upside down, you're not yotzei. So that's why it's a good idea to have shakai on the outside. Ve'ein bazeh hefshel l'fishu mibachutz. Aval, says the Rambam, Elu shekosen ba mibifnim. But if you write on the same side as the letters of mezuzah are written, Shemos Malachim, O Shemos Kedoshim, O Pasuk, O Chosamos, some people used to write other things, names of angels, or other psukim, on the inside of the mezuzah, Harehi bechlal mi she'en lo chelok olam haba. Whoa. Says the Rambam, Kofer, She'elu atipshim, these foolish people, lo dai lohem shebitlu ha-mitzvah, ela she'osin mitzvah gedola, she'yichud shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yahavaso, v'avodaso, kilu hi kamiya, la'nos atzman. You think like the mezuzah is some type of magical protection. It does offer shmira. For sure, the Torah quotes it, the Beis Yosef quotes it, but that's not why we do the mitzvah. And therefore, if one thinks that they add in a few messages and names of malachim right under mezuzah, says the Rambam, that ruins the mezuzah. Kemo sha'ala aliba masachal shezeh davar hamahane bahavlei ha'olam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Ramak. If you look in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, right, the Unkelis Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Mezuzah L'Shmar Yisrael. Yes, he guards us. But you don't do it for that reason. In Achinami, says the Kesef Mishnah, Shamezuzah Shomeres Habayis, Kishihi Ksuva Kitikna. Lo malachim ksuvim ba mi bifnim. Hashem guards the bias, not the malachim that you're writing there. Vegamani kavana basiyasu lishmar bias. Elishet sorach yichavim lekayem mitzvahs hakadosh baruch hu umemela nimshach shetishmar bias. There's an element of shmira, like Uncle showed the Roman generals, but that's not the reason why we do it. But again, according to the Rambam, he wouldn't agree with this Rashi. So far, the Rambam would not agree with number two, because we saw the Rambam says this, it has to be Mamish Orechad. He wouldn't agree with the Ritva's suggestion. He wouldn't agree with his Diak of Rashi from the Karen Ora. So what would the Rambam hold? Number one, either Rambam would hold, like, how does he interpret the Pshat of the Gemara? Like the Artosvus, that if there's room on the bottom, maybe. But let's continue. The Chassam Sofer, we'll see if that works. Chassam Sofer has another suggestion, fourth and final one for our discussion, and that is the Sefer Torah. Says the Chassam Sofer, but Shema and Vahaya aren't like in totally different parts of the Torah. It's not like in Brachos and Dvarim. They're right now, they're Vaschan and Akev. So says the Chassam Sofer that somebody suggested to him and he thinks it's right. He says, what if you have Shema on the top of one column and you write kind of small the rest of the column and then you get to Vahaya right next to Shema in the next column? Says the Chassam Sofer. Says, Echon Michachmei Frankfurt Damaim, right? One of the Yekis told me, says the Chassam Sofer, Feifei Dalad Mem, that's Frankfurt on the Main, right? The Mishkachas Lebepshitus, Shekasav Barosh Amud, Visiem Baoso Amud Parshas Vaschanan, Uparshas Ekev, Ad Parshas Vayim Shemoa. Got to write pretty small. Vehizchil Amud Beis Bavayim Shemoa. Vinizdamno Lo Shmavayim Shemoa, Smuchim, Bishnei Rashi Amudim. So you just cut that out. Fine, beautiful. Vikasher, Kiagavna, Ein Shokhanar Yordea, Reish Pechesiv Beis. And he says, I like that, the pshat. But again, that's a fourth idea, exactly how to do it. That is part one of our discussion. How exactly are you getting the Shman Vahaya onto one cloth? But then you have maybe a more basic question. You look in the Rishash here, the Rishash says, look in the Taz in Yeridaya. What's the problem? There is a halacha that applies to mezuzah and tefillin, but not the Sefer Torah. That's called Kisidron. You have to write it in order. A Sefer Torah doesn't have to be written in order. That would be a big problem. If you have a psul in the middle of a Sefer Torah and you have to write it in order, then you have to erase the whole rest of the Sefer Torah and go straight. In the mezuzah, in tefillin, it's much shorter. So just, if you have, there's a big problem, so you erase the rest of it, correct it, and then go straight again. You're not allowed to fix something in the middle. It has to be written kisidron, unless it's, you're just like being mahadra a little bit. So ask the Taz by mezuzah. You're going to use v'chaim shemoah, you're going to write in via the v'hafta afterwards. That's not kisidron. Vahaya was written before Shema. So isn't that a violation of Kisidron? Like Tosfos suggests. Tosfos says, if you have Vahaya on the top of a column, you're going to write Shema above it. But that's a violation of Kisidron. The mezuzah has to be written exactly in order. That's the Taz's Kasha. Yeridea Simen Reish Sadi. Ba'komez Kosva Tosfos. Va'od Yesh Kagon Departure Shema B'Sofa Amud. Ready, quotes Tosfos and Menachos regarding our question. V'kasha Alachaluka Shekosav Shema Lamala. Ha'havi Shalok Kisidron. You want to say Shema on the bottom and then you're going to write Vahaya? Fine. But if Vahaya is on top, Shema above that, how could you write that? V'kasav Reish Simen Reish Peches to Puzzle. If you look back in Simen Reish Peches here in Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch says that Kesad Kosin as a mezuzah. You have to write the mezuzah. Karach l'kasav b'daf echad. Kasva shalo ala seder. Afilu shachach milichtov os achas. You left out one letter in the mezuzah. You know that halacha is psula. Ve'en latakana. Ve'en sarach lomer mhiktim parsha l'parsha. Oh, we'll get to that. But says the Taz, so how do you answer this? Vim came, Lamali, time of Dein Moridin. Why does it say you're not allowed to make a mezuzah, a Torah into a mezuzah because they Moridin Mikdusha? But Lavachi Pasol. It must be that Tosfos limits this halacha. Da Tosfos severely, Tahi Delo Kisidron, Mairi Davka, Bechad Parsha Atzma. Must be Tosfos holds that Kisidron is only within a parsha. Avalomi Parsha LaParsha. You were allowed to write Vahaya before Shema. That must be Tosfos Ashita. Kivan Shein Smuchin Batara, then Atzamach in the Batara, and therefore that's what Tosfos must hold. This is against the Rambam. And it's against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just said, that we just read in Reish Peches, Parsha LaParsha. It has to be written in order. So that is, but again, the Taz suggested that must be Shitas Tosfos. And he says, V'ilfiz et Zorach Lomer L'das HaRambam, Sheposo Gam Behiktim Parsha, right? The Rambam passes, Lo Mairikan Michaluka Shnia Shal Tosfos Rizuchano. Tosfos must not hold, the Rambam must not hold of this suggestion. Ela Mechaluka Rishon, it must be Tosfos holds like one of the other days of Tosfos. Now we have a big problem. Because we've just knocked out The Chassam Sofer suggests you're not. But the three suggestions of the Rishonim, the Rambam can't hold up. Number one, Tosfos, that you wrote, that you stuck it in on the Vahayas on top, and you wrote the Shemaya afterwards. The Rambam doesn't say that. You have to write even the Parshios in order. Number two, what did the Ritva say? Oh, you sew it. The Rambam doesn't allow sewing it. Number three, what was the third day that we had, that the Karanor al Pirashi, that there's stuff in the middle? Also, the Rambam can't hold up any of the three. That's a problem. According to the Taz. If you look in the Prima Gadim, points this out, and the Prima Gadim says that it must be an Echinami. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Gemara is only quoting one of the problems of Eimo Ridin. But this is also another problem. How do you cut it? The Chassam Sofer would say that, no, I came up with an idea. If you have Shema and Vahaya right next to each other, that's good enough. So the Prima Gadim didn't have that suggestion. But that's the Taz. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos, right here, you know, in the back of the Gemara, right before the Rashi, you usually have one page per Masechta of the Maskanas Halacha Lemaisa of Tosfos. You have Kitzer Piskei HaRash after the Rashi, but right after the Gemara, you have Piskei Tosfos. So if you look on our daf in the Piskei Tosfos, Shin Gimel, Os Shin Gimel, Mezuzah Shekasav Parsha Rishona Acharshnia Kshera. It's Beferish. The Pharish, what the Taz says, is exactly what the Piskei Tosfos says. The Taz understood Tosfos correctly. Then, according to the Piskei Tosfos, that the Parshios don't have to be written in order. Only within the Parshios has to be written in order. Why is this important? Because the Shach argues on the Taz, and it must be that the Chassam Sofer points out, that the Shach did not see this Piskei Tosfos. So if you look in the Nekudas HaKesef right here on the side, right, that's the Shach's commentary, Hasagas on the Taz, says the Nekudas HaKesef, Lo Kashemidi! I don't think what the Taz is Kajan Tosfos is not written in order. Says the Shach, no problem. The Tosfos lo kasvu kein el ledimyon. The Tosfos isn't saying it really that you're allowed to do this. The Mishkachas la Shlama ba'ar echad la fuke mi pirashat kuntrish sheviu sham demari bebeis orish shetafran. He's just saying that there is a way to do it without sewing, but not that it would be kosher. It wouldn't be kosher if you do this, but he's just saying you would be able to do this together, parshas together. Avoladina, being a kisidron, of course. The Tosfos is not saying it lamaisa that it would be kosher. He was just saying it ledugma that you could come up with a case that you can make it physically from a sefer Torah to a mezuzah. So the Chassam Sofer says that the Kudus HaKesef, the Shach obviously didn't see Piskei Tosfos, because the Piskei Tosfos says beferish like the Taz that one is allowed to. Again, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch don't hold this way, but at least according to the Taz. Taz on the sitting of Tosfos, that it would be okay if the Parshios are not written Kisidron. In the Chassam Sofer's Tshuvas, he has another possibility, two other possibilities, how to answer the Kasha. Even if you need Kisidron within the Parshios, maybe there's another way, that even the Rambam maybe to agree would be okay. Yoredea Reish Pei Beis, says the Chassam Sofer, Nir Lani Yaz Daiti Lo Kasha Midi. When do we say it's a problem to write Vahaya before Shema? Mishum de Bishar Shekasa Vahayim Shema lo Tafsa Kedushas Mezuzah Klal. Wow. Vahayim Shema has to be written, and as you write it, it achieves Kedushas Klal. So therefore, if you already have Shema, and now you're writing Vahaya, so as you write Vahaya, there's going to be Kedushas Mezuzah. And therefore, if you just write Vahaya before Shema, that's a problem. But here, says the Chassam Sofer, this already has even higher Kedusha. Even, it's a Sefer Torah. So there's no problem. Usually writing Vahaya first is a problem because it doesn't have Kedusha's Mezuzah yet. Mishum Kain Adin Kol Vahaya Im Shemoa She'ein Shema Lefanav Einu Nitvas Bekedusha. It's not going to work. But over here, there's no problem. Avagav da Agvilon is Kaddish l'shei mezuzah. Mikol makam ariz is Kaddish l'shei for Torah. V'kol shekein mezuzah. V'yesh b'chal masayim mana. This cloth already has Kedusha l'shei for Torah. You know, you can't write it first because it doesn't have Kedusha yet. It has even more. Nimsa, tahai parashas vayim shemoa, kfar iskadshala, the Kedusha l'shei for Torah, v'nechtva gam acher. V'lefnei parashas asmuchos labatorah kedin, u'memele ika lagam kedushas mezuzah, tibichlal masayim mana. Im kein, im yichtov achar kach, parashas shma lamala ala gilyon, ksheira mezuzah, hahi, kivan, de parashas vaya kfar mikudushas va'omedesi. Meaning it's not per se, it has to be written beforehand. What's the svara? Vahaya has to be written after shma, because the halach is, Vahaya has to achieve kedusha as it's written. Here, it already has kedusha. So writing it out of order is not a problem. Fine. So what do we have to answer the Taz's problem? Don't you need Kisidron? Number one, the Taz says that according to Tosfos, that only applies within a parsha, not two different parshios. That's what the Piskei Tosfos says Beferish. Number two, the Shach says, no, Tosfos is only writing it as a dugma. Tosfos doesn't really mean it. Okay, that's difficult. Some so fair that Kisidron is only to give a Kedusha, but here it already has Kedusha, so it's not a problem. And one final suggestion, and that's the Brisker Rav. The Griz there in Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, says there's two aspects of Kisidron. Is Kisidron, and this is a classic Brisker Chilik, is Kisidron a din in the Maisak Siva, that the Maisak Siva has to be done Kisidron, or is it in the Chefta Shel Klaf? That the Kisidron has to be, you have to have Shema before Vahaya on the Klaf. Which is it? So he says, if you have the latter, that's what Tosas must hold. Not Dafka going into what the Taz says. Yesh la'ayin b'hai din de kashalo kisidron. Im zehu b'maisa haksiva de boy l'mechtav kisidron. O de zehavi halacha b'seder aparshius v'atevos sheyu k'suvos kisidron. The result is kisidron? That's okay. So it must be that's Tosas' day. Tosas holds that it's not a din of the maisa k'siva, because this wasn't. But it's a din of the k'sivas Ha-osios, that once it's written, the gilyon on the klaf, it's kesuvos kisidron in the chefsa, so then that would be okay. And if Tosfos holds that, so again, that's the understanding of Tosfos. Again, it wouldn't be like what the Shulchan Aruch says, but that is that. There's a whole separate issue about sirtut, that's what Tosfos and the Gemara Menachos talks about. Is it only a worn-out Sefer Torah? What if the Sefer Torah is still a usable Sefer Torah? Okay, a couple of other ideas, but these are some of the issues that come up with making a Sefer Torah into a mezuzah.